They're spitting out the colored algae that lives in their skin. And the clear bleach tissue that's left usually starves to death and then rots away. And then the skeletons are overgrown by algae. This is happening over an unbelievable scale. The northern Great Barrier Reef lost two-thirds of its corals last year over a distance of hundreds of miles, then bleached again this year, and the bleaching stretched further south. Reefs in the Pacific are in a nosedive right now, and no one knows how bad it's going to get. Except, over in the Caribbean where I work, we've already been through the nosedive. Reefs there have suffered through centuries of intense human abuse. We kind of already know how this story goes. And we might be able to help predict what happens next. Let's consult a graph. Since the invention of scuba, scientists have measured the amount of coral on the seafloor and how it's changed through time. And after centuries of ratcheting human pressure, Caribbean reefs met one of three fates. Some reefs lost their corals very quickly. Some reefs lost their corals more slowly, but kind of ended up in the same place. Okay, so far this is not going very well. But some reefs in the Caribbean, the ones best protected and the ones a little further from humans, they managed to hold on to their corals. Give us a challenge. And we almost never saw a reef hit zero.